when we kids in 10 days can be Hanukkah, so celebrate with a read about the way of light, and I'm sure the important way of light. First, a disclaimer: everything with the light you have to ask a rov. Halacha l'maaseh with the light. Just to go through the sugyas, the shailas, and what should come out, not what does come out, the sugyas. The Gemara starts off in Chaf Aleph Beis and Shabbos. Tanur Rabbanon. Gemara says in Ner Chanukah mitzvah l'nicha pesach beis mibachutz. Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to light by the house of the opening of your house outside. That's one place. Mudav aliyah. Let's say if you live in the attic. The manicha b'chalayin, second place, light it by the window. But let's say b'shas hazakana, the manicha al shulchanay v'dayay. B'shas hazakana, you light it on your table. Three separate places. One is pesach beisoy, one is by your window, and one is by on your shulchan. So what does each one mean? First, the Gemara says pesach beisoy. What does it mean the opening of your bayis? What does bayis mean? So as machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi learns pashut means you have a door to your house. Your door opens up, goes to shusharabim. You light by your door. You light mamash by your door. Most cases in Latin America, you have a one-family house, your door opens up to shusharabim, you light by your door. Tosfos learns, no, the only time you light by your door is when you have no chatzar. Then you light by your door. L'moshel, your deer, or Mordechai's deer, Tzvihud's deer, that deer opens up straight into shusharabim. That deer you light by Pesach basically. But let's say you have a chatzar, the loch is you light by Pesach, Tosfos says you light by the Pesach chatzar. If you have, let's say, an apartment building, and you have a lobby, you light by the Pesach of the chutz, by the lobby. You any place you have a courtyard in front of the courtyard. My focus is Rashi tells us where to light. La locha.
You said a lobby is considered
a chutz. Chutz means a place that is where people can use, where it's there privately owned, and Rosh Hashanah has no right to go there. Usually a chutz means a place you can do a shtamshus where, and there the chutz and the Talmud Gemara open up into Mavi, which everyone has the right to go there except it's usually went to a Mavi, and then Mavi went to Shusharabim. The chutzah means a place of ishtamshis that you can use. A lot of people put the bikes there or do the stuff there, but it's owned by the people in the building, the shutras. So, again, so Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is exactly where the light in the by the Pesach Beisoy or Pesach HaChatzar. Malacha the Shulchan Aruch in Tofesh Ayin Aleph, the Mechad of Paskins, a light by Pesach HaTzeiwi, by the opening by a chutzah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bialacha over there says, even though Rashi is seated on Zeruah, it's also seated of the Ram. The Chashulchan says, the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Reed, the Smag, the Goyismai, they're all Paskin like Rashi, seven Rishonim, over the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskin afterwards, all Paskin like Tosfos, you light with Pesach HaTzeiroi. So again, we have Machlokes with light, and we Paskin like Tosfos. The second thing is, Chatzeroi, what is Chatzer? So again, Chatzer chooses where you use it, but Rashi, Mabas, and Abayz, and Aleph, Rashi says, a Chatz is where you do Reit Tashmishai, Reit of your work over there, and it used to be in the olden times, they had no lights inside, and most of the things they did in the courtyard. They did the laundry in the courtyard, took care of the kids, everyone's always outside. So Rashi says, Chatzah is Reif Tashmishai. So, as Chanukah Neiros, do we have a Chatzah or not? So Chashmis holds, put down Dinah and Haggis and Chanukah or Isalef, this man is there, we don't have a Chatzah. If you have a courtyard, there is no courtyard, because we don't do Reif Tashmishai, and therefore there is no Chatzah, and it's light, when you light, but if that's a Chatzah, it's nothing, it's meaningless. The Shaim Metzion, the Rav Kaplan, he writes a letter to Chaim Knievsky with a light. He says, of course, I can chasen ish. And the Yitzim is a bracha v'atola. He says, the chashash bracha v'atola. If you light the Pesach HaTzeiroi, not only is it the wrong place, but the chashash bracha v'atola, you're not in the kind of mitzvah at all. It's meaningless.
Solution light.
Oh, okay, step by step. Then we'll see what that means, what to do. Fine, that's chatzeiroi. That's what chasen ish says. However, the Yashiv and Shulchan Yitzchak holds, forget that what is a chatzah mean? A chatzah means a courtyard they have a right to use. The fact that you use it or don't use it does not make it not one difference. A chatzah means it's something they have a right to use. That it's front of your house, it's part of your house, that you own it. And as matters that we do have a chatzah. That's what the Yashiv holds, and the Shlomo Zalman also, and Madani Shlomo, both paskin that we do have a chatzah as matters that. So again, we have Machlokes, what? Bias means Pesach, Bias, Pesach, or the Chatzah, Rashi and Tosfos. And in the Chatzah, Machlokes, we have a Chatzah, Bezman, Zer. Chashnish, and Chaim Knievsky says, we have no Chatzah. And Mashen, Kim, Shom Zaman, and Rabbi Yashu say, we do have a Chatzah, and if we should like a Pesach Chatzah, right? What does the word Pesach mean? Again, we went through Beisoy Chatzah, what's Pesach? Marshall, let's say you stand out of a hole in the wall. Is that a Pesach? Was that a Pirtz? Or let's say an opening. What is a Pesach? So there is known that this Gerov Yod, a Pesach is something that has to be Chayv Mezuzah. You have to have a Mashkev Mezuzah, you have to have all three sides. It has to be Chayv Mezuzah. If not a Mezuzah, he held it as a Pirtza. Pirtza Ba'amma, you don't light by it. That's what the Bisgerov held. Masha Enkein, of Yashiv, he holds Gotam Shvos Yitzchak, that he holds Pek, not that way, that he says, as long as there are two walls on either side, and it's Nikkei, it's a Pesach, it's an opening, that's considered a Pesach. You do not need to be Chayiv Mezuzah, do not need a Mashkev on top, and it's good enough, as long as you have an opening, that itself is good enough. He does say that, let's say you have three walls of a house, and a fourth wall, you have nothing there, you have no two walls in front at all, nothing there at all, that's a pierce legami, that something's parts and totally, that's not considered Pesach at all, that's mamash pierce, that he does agree to. So, in the Lashon Pesach also we have machlokes. So again, we have three separate machlokes in. One machlokes, what does bias mean? Pesach or bias? Does it mean chatzar bias? A second machlokes, if we have a chatz bisman zeh, and what does the word Pesach mean? Does Pesach mean chayv mezuzah? Or does Pesach mean something that stamp that is nick as a doorway, but does not have to be chayv mezuzah?
Does this girl hold that if you would have the
air
going across, is that considered
to a Pesach? Yeah, so it depends on what Lashon you hold of. The Shem and Tzin, Rav Kaplan's Lashon is you have to be Chayiv Mezuzah. So L'chuli, you're not Chayiv Mezuzah in such a case. If you learn other Likutim Svarim, bring down the Indian, have to be a Tzuris HaPesach, that's it. Shvos Yitzchak brings down, and Shuvah Svan Hoggis brings down, there's a Chiv in the Tzuris HaPesach, would be good enough. Not sure which is the correct Nusach.
It looks like a Pesach, but it's
Chayiv Mezuzah. Again, it depends which Likah Sefer. I saw different Nusach, exactly. Some say Chayiv Mezuzah, and some say Tzuris HaPesach. Depends, each one says differently. I don't know. Fine, so that's the Lashon of when it's Shloi B'Shachar Zekana. Let's say M'dor B'Aliyah. If you live in an attic, would you like? You like by the Chaloid. So who lives in the attic? What does that mean? So the Meshavua and Tav... He explains it means for the Beis Yosef, it means you have a bias, you have one house inside another house. There are people, you can go up to someone's house and go inside someone else's house. That's a bias, mitoch bias. This man is a shveinigeh, why? Because you hold like the Chasen Ish, and you hold like the B'chaim Knievsky, that you have no chatzar, so we can light. You can light a Pesach, let's say your Pesach of Yedira, and Yedira goes into a lobby, so it's just your Rabbim cannot see it. So it has the same halacha of bias, mitoch bias. Since no one can see it from the Shutzer Rabbim, you can't see it, therefore you can't light by the doorway, and therefore you should light by the Chaloyim. So according to Chaz Nishim Chaim Knievsky, you wish you light, you have to light by your window. The Gemara goes on the right, a third thing says, B'shasa Zakona, would you light to the Nichal Shukhana V'dayi? Put on your table and it's good enough. So what is Sakona? What's the get of Sakona? So Pasha is the tight words of Sakona means B'koch Nefesh. Tamiz B'koch Nefesh, even if it's just Shas Rachok, one of a thousand, the tight words is B'koch Nefesh. And that's how Shlomo Klug and Shulchan Aruch and Tov in Shin Chof Tes, he passes that way, that it means Mamish Koch Nefesh. However, the Ritva on the Gemara Shabbos, when he says the case of the Sheshach Sekona, he says, Pirish, Lois Seif Dovah Sekona Sanafashis. Does not mean Sekona Sanafashis. Then came Pshitas, Poshit, that you don't light outside, you light inside. So what does it mean? Afilo Sekona Tzar, they can mitzah you, or Eva, they'll dislike you, come out to Safai, like in France, he says, they dislike you if you light outside. Lefichach, he says, his moyer rav shenase ruach, even the wind blew very strong. She etz lahadik luchot. He couldn't light outside. He was mabek bifnim. So sakon does not mean that koch nefesh means anytime they mitzayu, you gonna cause evil. The ritva memhei says even more. He says the loss of the sakon is smaller when tzayu guf that you lost the money. They're gonna break your benayu. They're gonna steal your benayu. They're gonna break your glass. Whatever they're gonna do, sakon does not mean dafka. Dangerous, it's going to hurt you. Any loss, any reason to hold you back, even the roof, even the wind blows, it makes it impossible to light. Very strong wind.
Let's say a man just spending 65
shekels on
one of those outside lighting mechanisms. That's
not. Nichol get outside that others are causing inside. That's Nichol Mechel get the mitzvah.
You said you lose money,
they come and smash it. Here's not coming. Here you have to spend every mitzvah, you have to spend money, whatever you're supposed to do. I mean, I don't like spending on oil, so I don't want to do the mitzvah of oil also. You use candles. It's definitely get in the mitzvah. The hiddur mitzvah. The kima mitzvah. There's an inner in the mitzvah, and there's an inner others outside factors. Outside factors, the wind come, the goyim come. Then there's you. You want to see mitzvah, you have to your chalik.
So if you have to buy a lot to lock down, there's assumptions to spend the amount of money to the light outside.
I still think you are, because that's nichol in the get of you how you can kind of mitzvah of lighting. Could be, I'm not sure. I think so. So instead of machlokes, what the kana means, the Ritva says it means even again the tzara guf, tzara moment, the daka moishu. The Ramah brings it down and tofesh ayin alos the contest means even ganeva, they're going to come and steal your menorah, The Chas Chaim goes even further, and he says, the Rishon says, if it could be blown out, they're going to come and knock it out. Even you cover, they're going to extinguish it. That itself also is the reason why Nichol Sakonik can put it on your table and Vidaya, it's enough. So, let's say the Moshe in Chutz Loretz. Minig is to light inside, just Sakonik, it's very dangerous. Are you allowed to be Machmer and light outside? I know a little person, he told me that he knows somebody that every day he buys a new menorah, a new case. He lights outside every day, and every day they steal it, every day they break it. But that's what he does. Are you behind the mitzvah? Well, no, the mitzvah is shas as a kol, you light inside, and you have no right to light outside. So are you behind outside or not? So the lashon of the Gemara is mnichal shechone v'dayri. You put on your table, and it's enough. Dayri sounds like b'etzem, you can light outside. It's enough to behind the mitzvah inside also, but the lashon of the Gemara is dayri. It's enough. That means you behind it outside. There's also a case in Gemara, Memhei and Alf and Shabbos, that there was a person who mamish lived outside, and Rav is on Shabbos, Lam would be back in on Sakana. The Meister was a Meister, the Shabbos Sakana person lived outside, the Chaveim were coming to injure him, and the Gemara says, you let move it in, son of Shas, Chak, on Moks, on Shimon, but the Meister, there was a case, the person did light outside, that's what Vidyam and Silva and the Chalakir said, also, you Mekayim, Shas Sakana outside, that's also what the Viskarov says, Shas Sakana, you are Mekayim outside. That's outside. Now, if I care, let's say Nate Israel. It's all Dei Negea, that places with no sakana in Meir Sharim, in Beis Yisrael, in Hanof, no goyim, no one's going to steal you now, no one's going to take away what you have, no one's going to, no tzah, no eva. Forget, let's say do you have a mitzvah, the mitzvah is pashas light outside. The Gemara says mitzvah neicha, then chanukah b'chutz. Are you mekayim the mitzvah if you light inside? Are you mekayim it or not? So as Oyum says in the Belashon of a Chakira, is pshat, the mitzvah was light outside, and they made a new takono, a shasa takono to light inside. It's a brand new takono. Upshad is no. The only mitzvah is to light wherever you want. Except, we're giving gedolim with a light. You said, b'shasa takono, the gedolim, you should light inside. Is it two separate takonos, or is it a takono to light outside? And next year they made a separate new takono to light inside? Well, no. The takono wants to go light. Do it in a place that can be mefarsim. And, b'shasa takono, what should you do? You should light inside. That's what the achon klal the shayla.
Means that it wasn't that there was a new takana, because such a thing existed beforehand.
Before they made a zaza of putting it on the shulchan. It's enough to do this. No, the etzem is a mitzvah. So you're not telling you that you shouldn't put that sign, you should put it inside because it's takana. No, it's telling you it's enough. It's telling you what to do. The lashon advice is telling you what to do. The practicality. So what they did. It's enough. That's enough. Maybe that's medical. Here's what you should do.
They're telling you.
No, the Gemara. It's enough to light on there. You also make it outside. But you may new tekana. You also make it inside. New tekana. Mishas tekana. Make it inside. But if you light outside, then that's you make it in the mitzvah. Like again, mishas tekana. You are make it outside. It's a new tekana. You also make it inside. The Bryce is only telling you what to do, not that it's what the tekana was. So, the shalom is again, if you're asakono, if you're in the mitzvah, you light inside. So, the lashon of the Brice is mitzvah l'icha al shulchani. It's a mitzvah to light on the shulchan. So, it says fast emes, what's the lashon of mitzvah? It's chayiv, yechiv, you have a responsibility. Lashon of mitzvah is mashmah, it's a mitzvah, but that's from any place you light, it's in the mitzvah. Well, the Yashiv and Shavuot Yitzchok says no raya, because when the lashon of mitzvah and the rabbanon is, it's telling you it's a mitzvah. The rabbanon is no raya, only the Brice will be a raya, he argues on the fast emes. However, from the ritual we mentioned beforehand, the ritual says, the shas of sakana, what you do, mnichal shakana v'dayari. Says, if it's of a real sakana, it's poshut, pshito. So it must be tzair, eva, momen. Why is it poshut? If there's a whole brand new takana to mekayim the mitzvah inside, it has to come to tell you that mekayim the mitzvah inside. How can the ritual tell you it's poshut, it's not really sakana, it's poshut, it must be it's coming to tell you a new thing of tzair, of momen, of eva. So it's up to Achleinim, it's up to Encyclopedia Right a couple times, Mephorish from the Ritzvah that he holds that even Bizman HaGemorah, if you light inside, you're in the mitzvah. Because again, he's saying it's Parshit, Menichal Shulchan, Besar Shulchan, you can be Nechal Shulchan. So it's Parshit, not to Rabbi Kof Nefesh. Because no, we don't need to tell you that. It's Parshit. Why is it Parshit? We need to come tell you Mekayim inside. Most people in the Ritzvah, Eich Ramin, wherever you like, you're Vadi Mekayim the mitzvah. However, the Chiddush is, Machim Tzav, Machim Eva, that also you should light inside, it's Kulach HaTchila. That's Shita Saritva. There is a Gemara on Shabbos in the Chodesim Beis. The Gemara says that the Gemara's Shalom is what's the kind of mitzvah? A lakha is a mitzvah, or a nocha, lighting it is a mitzvah, or putting it down is a mitzvah. The Gemara has a case, let's say you light the fnim, you light inside, and then you bring it outside. Gemara says, if you light inside and you brought it outside, le'osav le'klom, you did nothing. You mamash did nothing. Why? Because Allah is a mitzvah. Because lighting it is a mitzvah, and you lit inside, brought outside, you did nothing. Or if you light inside, brought outside, why do nothing? Ma'aseh lit inside, you're kind of mitzvah, wherever you light it. Therefore, it's a Dvar Yeshua, it's muchach, that when a person lights inside, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Not mekayim the mitzvah. Gemara says again, you light inside, and you bring it outside, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Why? So what? If you light something and you put it out, you're mekayim the mitzvah also. So like also like klum, he didn't do anything, nothing at all.
It's not telling me it's not mekayim. So just this act of bringing it outside is loyosav.
You lit inside, and you took it and you brought it outside. Gemara says like also like klum, meaningless.
So this mitzvah of bringing it outside is meaningless.
Fine, but you lit inside, mekayim the mitzvah at least.
You
were mechanism.
It's not telling you
something. Like also like klum. Like also klum. He did nothing. Mean did nothing. You did nothing. It's meaningless. Not this act is meaningless. The Bible says a leak with nim vaitzil also klum. Did nothing.
He holds it. You
don't
use it right
after, no? Who? Yeah, well, different. Fine, but he might speak Zerayah that if you light Bismana Gemara, if you light inside also klum, Bismana Gemara, Vayishua, he switches. You're not Mekayim at all. So come to the Moshe Dibbis over here in Paragbeis, or Achaf, he answers the Shaila. He says, Avada, he says, we don't find anywhere there's Nutakana, he wants to say back to Bryce, so we don't see anywhere. Bryce says, Menichel Shukhana Vedayim. That's it, don't see anywhere there's Nutakana. Avada, wherever you like, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. What's Pshat Loyosav like Klum? So he has two Osim. Either when you live inside, you have no Kavanah to Mekayim the Mitzvah. You plan to bring it outside, you have Kavanah to Mekayim the Mitzvah outside. So you have no Kavanah to Mekayim the Mitzvah inside. Or he says, when you bring it outside, you mevatel the person mafreya and you oik the mitzvah mafreya. I'm not sure what that means, but it's mevatel the person and you oik the mitzvah mafreya. But the Maaseh says, the Vadi says, and Moshe says, when you don't see anywhere there's a nitakana, and the Vadi, the kind of mitzvah, even with Zman HaGemara, even with Mim. And so Moshe also says, on Chaim, Kaligdal, Sim, Kufhei, that all that, there's no new takana, and you mekayim anywhere. Shlomo Zalman, it's brought down in Vak Shatayra, and Simulation, it's Aleph, he also says that it's Poshut. He says, Pshita, that any place a person lights, any single place a person lights, you already have Adi Mekai in the Mitzvah. I feel this Manak Mara, again, why? We see no place that they made a new Takana. Even if you want to argue on this, Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, and the Ritva, who says that you are, again, Yetiv is Manak Mara Bithnim, which, of course, there's a Mishavua that way, it's Mahra that way, Tofesh Ayin Hei, Mogan Avram. There's another reason why, because man is at least you should be Mekai the Mitzvah with Nim. Because there's a Baal Itter, and he writes and says, Dibras in the Chanukah, his Loshen is, V'achash Nogu al Sakona Nogu. Once you're Mistakin Sakona, that you can light inside, even with man is there, you can light inside. New thing, even once it's Mana Gemara, there is a brand new Takona that you light inside. So like the Baal Itter, that once you light inside, you Mekai the Mitzvah also inside. Once you know that way, Sakana, even if it's not Sakana, Mekai the Mitzvah. He says it, another Rishon Shmuel Lekut says it, another Rishon Oil Moyed says it, they're also in the same Mahalach, they Mekai the Mitzvah inside. However, the Chalkim, even on this aspect, the Bithgurah, the Istim, in the Kuddus of Moedim, Chanukah, Nishul Im Lahavlik Ne Chanukah Bithnim, the Istim, if you like Bithnim, what's Halacha? Not only you're not making the mitzvah, this man is there, this group held, it's a bracha l'vatala. Even this man is there. That means he argues, side this man of Gemara against a Moshe from Zalman in the mitzvah, and side he argues on the Yushayim who holds that once you have the minig to light the thin, you can't make the thin. The Skurav, they want to say it's a going in Tafesh Ayin Hei, they want to say it's other Shitas hold that way. But Machlok is again, the Shasas is Kona, it's the light of the thin. So we have, basically, again, so in Chutz Laretz, if you light outside, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, if you light inside, you Mekayim the Mitzvah. There's first Shitas of the Kemish, the Moshe, Mishlam Azam, and then the Vadi Yetz B'Fnim, Afil B'Zman HaGemara. And then you have the Shitas we showing them hold that even not B'Zman HaGemara, actually Nogu Nogu. And then you have B'Skurav and others who say, no, that even B'Zman HaZeh, you have to light where the Mitzvah is, where the Tekon is, even light inside, not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, now let's go through, let's say, different diras. Let's say, go through the more practical cases. Let's take a dira, your dira. That your door goes straight to Shusrabim, you have no chotzer, you have nothing going there. So according to Sayyid Rashi and Taisis, you like by the Pesach Abai, it's no difference. The Sayyid from Zalman, Sayyid of Eskrov, Chaznish, there is no chotzer, you like the Pesach Abai. Father, there's no, especially you should like by the door to your ayis, to your dira. And no place else. However, there's a shayla, but your dira, you have a back entrance and a front entrance, the two entrances. And the Gemara says, put on the lachot, you have a chshad, that if people can walk by one entrance, and that by the other entrance, they'll see it's not lit, and then we choishes. You want the kind of mitzvah, lakas neiris? So is there an inyan of chshad this man hazeh? You can say, no, there is no inyan of chshad, because a lot of people this man hazeh, a lot of yireim and yirshemayim, where they light, they light inside, the chassidim light inside, the chashvet vayishur, you light inside, whatever, a lot of people do light inside, for whatever reason, and there could be the mekayim, the mitzvah, so maybe there is no chshad, and you don't have to light in both places. Well, no, what am I saying? Since you hold ikar din, you have to light by the Pesach HaChatzer, which is Pesach HaNetiro, you have to light both places.
Inside my window or inside
my table? Well, you should light by your door.
You said there's a lot of urine, whatever.
It's still light inside.
Inside
where? They light either on the table or the window. Actually, it depends who you are. Chassidim light usually by the table, or others light by the window.
Table? Kitchen table?
Some Chassidim do light on the kitchen table.
Is there a feeling that the fact that the door is usually closed? People don't see people coming
out,
is that better?
No, if it's a door, and you do use it sometimes, and the chosh you have mezuzah, and it looks, I mean, you're living there. So, the Netag Avil in Perek Yedalet, he says, since there are people who do light inside, he says, Mestav al-Hachl, Abu Bashal Mazalman, he himself, what did he do? He had two doors, he had two entrances, one to go into the side street, one to the main street. He lit, Mamish, he lit by the main one, we lit by the side one, he lit the home in Ayah, and by the other one, he lit one candle. Why Al-Shad? Al-Shad is enough to light one candle, that's what he did. So, after Shlomo Zalman, he did both of them. L'maisa, but it's put down in Lichas Beisa, in the Perek Chavtes, that he asked his uncle, Shlomo Zalman, what the law is. He said, Bizman Zed is no Chshad. Bizman Zed is no Chshad. And since why? Because a lot of people light inside, there is no son of Chshad. He himself, he was Machmer. The son of Rakhid Torah, and Simon Reish Gimel says, he himself, he helped everyone else, you don't have to, but he was Machmer, but that's absolutely. Namikah, the Nevada, there's no Chshad, and if by you do, you can only light one place. What about, let's say.
And if you want to be Machmer for Chshad, everyone has one person's good luck?
You know, I heard yesterday someone telling me that Yisrael, that everyone has lights. I mean, it's like, guys can do eight in the front, eight in the back. But in Svara, I didn't see anywhere in print that said you have light, and Pasha's not. Shlomo Zalman, I'm sure more than one person lit his house. Whereas in house, before only he lit. One candle should be good enough. It's Svara. Fine, let's say. What?
You want to
be presented that everyone would have to. Someone told me yesterday, I don't hear it. Fine, let's say regular Dira. A regular apartment building that has a couple of floors that wish you light and has a lobby. So basically, it's machlokes. According to, if you hold like the Ashram of Shlomo Zalman, you have the lobby, you have the Pesach of the Bayish, light by the Pesach of the lobby, by the entrance of the building. According to the Chazon Ish, and according to the Chaim Kanievsky, if you light there, it's a bracha l'atolam. Wish you light. You're supposed to light by your, either by your window, if you're less than 20 amos, or by the Pesach of your dira, if you're not within 20 amos. And according to the others, that could be also brachal matala. So, what should you do? You have pricing on both sides, l'chura, you should, both sides hold whatever you like, it's brachal matala. So what are you supposed to do? So you could say, it's the whole mitzvah of Chanukah is d'rabbanan. And some d'rabbanan could be meikol. So some d'rabbanan by mitzvahs, do you say that or not? It's the Gilui Mashon, and you're there, and some kofiud says, we are not meikol by some mitzvahs, some d'rabbanan holds only not by mitzvahs. No, make one, let's say only pick one. Let's say you decide, so we'll take one. Without asking Rav. Why do you ask Rav? Rav tells you, B'Sam Hani Rav. But the crowd of Sadiq Rabbanu, does it apply over here or not? So by mitzvahs, Gilu Mashah says it doesn't apply, and the Shibu and Tavkot Behe says it does apply. Also, the crowd of Sadiq Rabbanu, the Shibu says it's Simon Yud, it's only B'Dievet, not L'Chad Chilo. So again, can you make a lot of L'Chad Chilo? So what should you do? So Rav, if you ask Rav, ask Rav. But if you don't, so Rav Shtirmach writes in two places, Shubas and Hogas, Chalibayisim and Shimem Gimel, and the Moedim is Mam Chalibayisim and Kufmem Gimel. He says first, don't pass in Lahakmer, even though it's not a style. He says, go find a Rav and pass in what the correct thing to do is. However, he says, you could be Machmer, maybe you should be Machmer, especially if the Bnei Shiva, we are Machmer. And he says, basically, you should light two of them. You are able to light two of them. No problem. What's wrong with finding two? And let's come to Bnei Shiva, if you go around, the Bnei Shiva, they do light two. They light one downstairs and one upstairs to get both sheets in. If you light two, where's the bracha? Very good, Shaila. So, it's known that there's Abchaim, Soloveitchik, had a Shaila when he had an Esrig. Had an Esrig that was Mohudur, but yet it was Murkav, so it was a Sophic, it was a Kosher or not. And yet he had a Kosher Esrig that was not Mohudur. So you want to take both of them. Which one do you make a bracha on first? If again, you have a Safag Asrig, maybe it's possible, but it's Mohadur. So maybe it's Murka, but it's Mohadur. It's a beautiful Asrig. Or you have something that's a Kashu Asrig, but it's not Mohadur at all. So what do you make a bracha on? So Chaim says...
Do the same time, for
Mishishibagufai. And also, we're not Vasachas. I don't think we're holding a BIC.
Why?
Because Vasachas, we can do with Vasachas.
Yeah, I want to talk to you
something. No, but even though Vasachas, Yeshua is the same. If you hold that way.
You don't have many hands,
if you don't make a hefsek. We get a hefsek. So first, ask an esek what to do. So Chaim said, the Sfar you would say you take the kosher, because you're still in the mitzvah, then take the mohudr. Chaim said, okay, take a the mohudr. Why? Because the mohudr, if you take the kosher first, you're in the mitzvah, you take the hiddur, you did nothing. So first take the mohudr, you're in the hiddur, if it's not mohudr, if it's possible, then you took the kosher. So Chaim says, and brought down a kunjah of the that what do? You first took the mohudr, which is chashash possible, then you took the kosher. Therefore, said Rav Schoenbach, what you do in Chanukah? He says, what is a Chanukah? He brings down a Mechaim. And says, a Chanukah, first take the thing that's a hiddur, which he says, lying inside is Yetzer according to Kuliyam, when the hiddur is outside, which you have to know how you hold like. So he says, the light outside, that's the hiddur. And then, go inside the Mechaim according to Kuliyam. That's what he says to do. So first, when he says, also I know Rav Ruben Lamaisi himself, how he passed into the people who told him you could light to, first light the one outside, and then go inside, light the one inside. Two places. You have a parliament building. Stand up parliament building, wish you like. You can say clear the Shiva, but a parliament building is easier.
No, you have a problem dorm.
We'll get there next. A parliament building, right? So you live in a parliament, you have your door, you have your window, and you have the lobby, the chotzer, the steps, the madrigot.
The chotzer, you can't wear that to your door.
It could be 3 flights down. So what? The whole thing is, it's all one chotzer, it's all one stamshes. So according to Liashib says light outside. He says light outside by chotzer, the entrance of the building. And according to other places, they say, light by the window. Because the Chazanish, you have no chutz. There is no chutz with man's there. You have to light by your window.
So, yeah, no problem. Buildings have two lobbies.
So ask Shadding. I mentioned before, no Shadding. Pick one. You have to light by both. Whichever one you want. You pass up over your building. Pass up the chutz. You have two better chutzes.
If you're
building
a building, it's lighting
or not lighting. So, according to
Taish, as long as
long as my Pesach Chotzer, that's a chiv, according to Miyashik, that's my Pesach Chotzer. So again, so Shtumach says, where do you light first? First, you light the outside, because that's only the hiddur, and the inside.
There's your window, your door, and the lobby?
Yeah.
So three lobbies.
No, because the ones who hold you to light by your window, the reason why you have choice, your window, your door, you take your window first, the Gemara says, right? If it's less than 20, Mishabur tells it. Mishabur says, your choice of window, your door, Mishabur passes, see them argue. Mishabur writes clearly, if a window, your door, you take a window. If it's less than 20. From the ground outside. From you look outside, and the people from the Shusri Am can see in.
So you tell us how do you
reach 20 is 35 feet, 5 inches according to Moshe, 37 and a half according to others.
So how do you reach the door? Because it opens to the Shusri
Am? Yeah, you go straight out. What else do you want to find?
So why can't I open the window?
The window, because you're supposed to light up Pesach, and what's the Pesach by the doorway?
Yeah.
You are you mechanic by the window again? A lot of places can say you are.
If your window is right next to the Pesach.
Supposed to light up Pesach. Again, according to Brisk Love, you need two of the Pesach, you need mezuzah. The window, you don't have mezuzah. I mean, it's not two. But window, no, because once you're not lying by the Pesach, so it says, Nich b'chaloin. One of three stages. First by the Pesach, you have no Pesach, light by the chaloin. If no chaloin, mishul chaloin. Those are the levels. So again, so Rav Shlomach says to light first outside the hiddur and then light inside. That's the Yitzvah Kuliyama. So first, the fact that he says Yitzvah Kuliyama inside, I mentioned before in Zerabi Machlaikis, is not Poshit. But by Lulav, let's say you have a Lulav that's straight, and you have a Lulav that's bent a little bit. The Rosh holds to take a Lulav that's bent, it's Kofuf, it's a Mohudur. It's a hiddur. So let's say you have both Lulav in front of you, what should you do? So the Stipler and the Chazanish have brought an Achaz Abayin, what would they do? They would first make the Bracha on what was straight. And then they pick up the hiddur, like the hiddur quantum as possible. They would do for kafir mechayim on the mice, they were knowing to first take the lulav, or straight, and then take the kafir. They did not pass like mechayim. The mice show you what they did. They take the straight one first, the kosher one first, and then take the hiddur next. So the same about Esrig. Why mechayim? Because he held. As far as, because if you want to get the hiddur, see, if you take up the kosher first, then you get the hiddur. That's not a kind of mitzvah anymore. You did the mitzvah.
But if you take the other one,
so he held it wasn't a hefsek, because No, it's a suffix. So you're still being oisik in mitzvah. First, you can take the eder. Maybe you got the eder. Maybe not. I'll take the kosher.
It's only
not. Maybe it's kosher. It's 50% chance it's kosher. It's more good. Of course, you're making the mitzvah for sure. So you can't take the eder afterwards. It's meaningless. You did it. You're making the mitzvah already. According to Rosh, I like it better. According to Rosh, it's possible. It's more good. Some his lost and shuk is close for sure. Right. Still, it's a hitter. They in your view, if you like it better, it's a hitter. Whatever you like better, it's a hitter.
So from this, the
Kalta is from
you.
No, that's what they did. They really said in Ochsa Beinu.
They
don't know
which is for sure closed, and it's not good.
But that the hitter and having something that's for sure closed, and that they like better. That's what they did. Kenzain. The mice also, besides they did it by lulav, also the Lahayus Nasim, he argues with Chaim, he says clearly, he says not true, he evaluated the kasha first, he says in Chalibov. Well, there's a Gemara in Erevin in the afternoon. The Gemara says that let's say you have you want to take mice from the animals, and the 11th one is supposed to be a shlomim, and the 10th and 11th came together one shot, so one's supposed to be a shlomim, one's supposed to be mice. The Gemara says, Rashi says, what do you do? You should take two mechaz of a shay, you can do from both of them. However, if you make a brach on it, so Rashi says, libi oimer, the enim of vach al tnuva val smicha, the loyla have a brach of vatala. Rashi says, don't do tnuva, don't do smicha on the animal, why am I a brach of vatala? I do on one, then do on the other. Chonam chayim, first, the second do on the hodur, and then do on the kashu, and then a hefsik, he says, who didn't put on the first, the one that's maybe is a shlom, maybe not, then do one, the other one, maybe a shlom and not. Cases by Luv and Esther, you have four minim. It's brought down by Lach and Tovish and Aleph. You can first take one min, then the other min. You don't take them all together. You first take the Lulav and the Esther and the Dasim. So once you pick up the Lulav, you're being Oisik in the Mitzvah. And once you mill the Mitzvah, it's not to the Hefzik, the fact that you're taking this second Esther and then Esther. There's no Hefzik when you're being middle being Oisik in the Mitzvah. You're being Oisik in the middle of it. That's by an Esther. Masha Inkin are the mitzvahs. If you can do a smicha on thing that's meiser, not my kind of mitzvah at all, it certainly is a hefsik. But Rashi holds there's a hefsik, you should not make a bracha. Rashi says you should not make a bracha. Rashi, the Gemara's answer, all say, again, you make a bracha on one, that it maybe is not kosher, it's a hefsik, it's a suffix, you should not make a bracha on it. You can also answer lulav the same way, because lulav, the Mishmur says, when you make a bracha on the tilas lulav, you have to take the lulav first, then the other three won't have to know that, because you said the tilas lulav, so the word lulav. So if I have lulav, you have to take the kosher first, and even the Chaim agrees to it. So it comes out of that, so when you make a bracha, l'hadak ner shel chanukah, so if you're going to light in one place, which is a safek, where a shumach is saying to light outside, which is a safek, Rashi says the bracha l'tala, you can't light outside. According to Rashi, outside licha, there's a mishabur on Kuf Samach Zayin, it's a gone chav ches, but there's no son of Hefzik al Salicha, but you have it. If I have a chachila, if you can't, the mishabur says no problem al Salicha. But that's the pool of the act that you're doing, the fact that you're letting one that's outside, according to the Chaz Mish, the Brach of Atolo, it's nothing, so it's a Hefzik.
This is you're doing, you're being Isaac, but the mitzvah is not
lover. So you're lighting candles that are meaningless outside. It's like lighting five blocks away. Lighting what?
So what
you're lighting a cigarette, so what? That's nothing. That's not being Isaac in the mitzvah. You're not doing the Pulisa mitzvah lighting. I hear doing smicha on the maizah, so what? I do smicha on the shlomim. So we're doing the act of smicha. It's nothing. It's meaningless. You're lighting outside. According to Chaz Mish, it's nothing. So I went to Meltzer, and Meltzer told me, if you really hold the Sufik, you're lighting both out of Sfeikas, you should make a bracha. But he says, everyone who lights, they have that place, like they really hold Mikadin, which one to light. They really have Mikadin. The other one's a Chumah Alma. The one you hold Mikadin to light, that's what you make the bracha on. The other one's a Chumah Alma. That's what he's saying. But the nice, if you have a real Sufik, then you should, you can make a bracha on either one. If you have a real Sufik, nearly, I think that Kodum Shalom Yashiv, you're certainly inside. Shalom Yashiv in the mitzvah, Savat, you should light first inside, make a bracha inside. If you have no rub, can ask you out, you have the rub light inside, and then you should make, and then light outside. Without any hefzik, light one, make a bracha light, go miyad, without speaking, light outside.
Can I just go back to that?
Yes.
Lighting it for Pesach at in front of the chotzer,
to Shesrab, like Yeshiva, by whatever, by your front of the chotzer, by the Pesach chotzer.
The second one's at the light by your door, which opens up into the chotzer.
According to Rashi, that's Rashi Pesach Beisai. That's Rashi Shita. Pesach Beisai. But the place is Pesach Chatzeri. Which light in Yeshiva? So in Yeshiva, and we've been here last year, there's numerous places they light. They light in the Pesach of the Yeshiva itself. They have the downstairs by the steps. They light by the windows. They light in the hallways. They light anywhere you can think of. What should be, what I think the correct thing to be, according to Miyashiv and Svoro, you should light where you go down the main door of Yeshiva, so go down the steps, and there's two walls there, and you should light right over there. That's where you should light. And when I was a Bacher, so another Bacher then, who was then a Bacher, Knopfler, he had to be actually walking by Yeshiva, passing by and asked him where the light. During the year, and slowly remember to ask the Hanukkah then, asked him where the light. So we actually pointed to the front, outside, where the two walls are, and set the light over there. Because
after
he doesn't. Yeah, with the two walls there. So this is the Ishtamtsh, the guy sells tzitzis here, the guy sells Ishtamtsh, it's a chutzah, people use it, people talk, they smoke, they don't really do it. No, the actual is only in Tzitzis Pesach, that's his shita, very good. He literally doesn't know Tzitzis Pesach, well, it's not Pietzah Gomer, you light there. Not Pietzah Gomer, there's a wall there. All in front of the yeshiva, steps down, after the generator, there's a wall, not the yeshiva.
There's an open space.
Right, there's a wall, and an open space. Wall. That's not Pietzah Gomer. That's all. That's about missing the whole wall. There's no fourth wall. There's a fourth wall, just no Tzitzis Pesach, so what? And he held to the downstairs, and now there's a bacher, a couple of bachers went down there, and they signed Machanes. Other Tamidin. What? Outside, there's a wall there. Go down steps, and then there's another, I don't know, 10 feet, and then you go out this. Gate. No gate there, wall. Ah, so now no one, when I was a bacher, a couple of guys did. Not too much spaces do. So now I heard that no one lights anymore. Other Talmud of Yashin says he doesn't hold that way, that he holds since the Mavar Ba'alma, only people pass by, no Shtamchis Bechlal. So a lot of these people do use. But here in Yeshiva, no one uses at all, which I don't know if they do. They guys do sit there and you do use it. Again, they sell different things, or it's self-sitsis, whatever they do.
Don't have a guy selling sitsis?
Yeah. That guy, he sits there, he uses it.
Yeah,
it's a Shtamshis in the Yeshiva. Yeah, he's doing it for Yeshiva. Oh, you can, if the guy is running a Yeshiva, a Shtamshis, the guy sells the cakes. It is a Shtamshis. It's for the Yeshivas. It's a Chelik of the Yeshiva. The Yeshiva can throw them out. I heard they're getting a police student to throw them out. That means it's a Chelik of the Yeshiva. It's a Chelik of the Yeshiva. So that's the held. Others held as, other Talmid of the Yashu said, you don't like it. Sabar Ba'almo. Could be. According to the Chazanish, and according to the Biskurov, Pergol Biskurov is known as the Pesach, light by the Pesach of Yeshiva, that's clear, where everyone does light, according to Biskurov. According to the Chazanish, with the light, there's no Chatzar. So, to light, so which you light, usually you light the Pesach of your house. Now, Pesach of your house does not mean by the dorm room, because the dorm is owned by Yeshiva, you don't pay any rent, it's no tuition, and the investment is one big happy house, you're just living in someone else's house. So, even according to the Chazanish, you should light by the Pesach of Yeshiva, to light in the hallways, which a lot of guys do, there's no makar for it, there's no reason for it. Because what? You left by the doorway, you're supposed to do.
Well,
maybe you do pay, but they're not charging for it and they can throw you out into the bottle of bus. It's all theirs. I live in someone else's house. They're not renting the room. And it's a melted what the reason they said before, it's a mistake. Anyone who lights it is a mistake. According to anyone, what's the point of lighting in the hallway? I had a roommate living in the hallway, I don't know why. No swear for it. Yeah. Again, you can argue maybe the yeshiva gave it to you, but the pashas they did not give it to you. It's the yeshiva. It's the yeshiva. You're living in the yeshiva's house. But if so, you should light by the Pesach of the yeshiva. Or you can light by the window, maybe. According to others, you light by the window. And kind of the mitzvah, at least, the box by the window. But in the whole way, the just lighting on the table in all the house, which, unless you're a chassid, maybe kind of the mitzvah. But pashas, it's there's no point lighting there.
If you're
mad at Meshach, it's better to light it there. Middle of the house, the nikkudim in the base thing. Yeah, luchos should light by pesach of the yeshiva. Luchos, everyone holds the entire pesach of the yeshiva. This is why Yeshua. What?
There is no room.
So keep moving over. Again, Shlomazam Madani Shlomo says there's no room. Keep going. As long as someone's there, it's nikkud. Everyone's lying by the pesach base. It's good enough. He's mechadish and mechadish. As long as. No, that's too far. It's not nikkud. You're lying by pesach base. So that's it. Also, so Madani Shlomo, he writes clearly by yeshiva. He says, "Right, light by the entrance of yeshiva, because it's all one house, it's all one place."
That has to be the entrance of the main building.
No, you are where you sleep. If you're in the dormitory, if you're not in the dormitory, it's not your house.
But if you're in the same Negevil, you should light in the
Negevil, the entrance of Negevil, wherever your main entrance is.
So, Thomas' house,
So son of the father lights wherever his father, right? So wherever by the entrance of the house, the window. He doesn't light by the entrance of his bedroom, right? That's not what yeshiva is. What? Whatever. No, he lights wherever his father lights. I mean, he's part of the house. Like just like when you sleep in your parents' house, you don't light by your bedroom. Yeshiva, you should not light by your bedroom either. This is my focus. You go after where you eat to where you sleep. The place you say is Manenu, that we go after where you sleep, because that place you eat is more like a restaurant and it's not really your Makom Be'etzem. It's your place for that time. Great place, by the way. So maybe in Lakewood. But the Ramesh said that way, and Shlomo Zalman will say you go after where you sleep. Okay, just a sukkum, again with the lights, again the Gemara has three different levels, either in your bias, or either Pesach Abayis, or by your Haloim, or by your Shulchan. What does it mean, a Chatzar? What does it mean for a bias? Machlokes Rashi Taisus, mean Chatzar or Yabayis? What does it mean, Chatzar? Machlokes Achaz Mishnah Nekriyas, if we have a Chatzar B'zman Hazeh. What is a Pesach? Also Machlokes into a Pesach or not. What means Dor Baliyam, upstairs means Bayis B'Torch Bayis. What's Tzakona? Machlokes, Pashu B'Yol Tzakona means any reason why you can't light. Like the Mitzvah says, can be machmel chutzlor that you are allowed to the place himself. And so, if you make the plan, if nimitz machlokes if you eat or not, maybe even zman gemara Moshe as you are, even shlobis zman gemara of achsh nagu nagu. By chshab zman zed, there is no winning of chshab because there are a lot of people who do light inside. No lechul lechatchili, you should light outside. After bracha, Shtumach says you should do the whatever the chumr is, and then do with kosh lekuli alma. And so I think it should not be that way. That you should light whatever yetsu according to lekuli alma. And in yeshiva, l'chuyish life of the Pesach of the Bayis, the Gad are a lot of places can say, even according to Taisus, according to Yashua holds his life of the Pesach of Chotzer, but Taisus is masking that the Chotzer can see the Pesach of Bayis, the Yates of the Shita. Even according to Yashua, the Yates by line by the Pesach of the Yeshiva. This wrote down in the Meltzer told me, Dine Fisher told him that, this wrote down in Shai Metzion, that even if you hold like Taisus, even if you hold like Yashua holds you not Yates inside the house on the table, but lighting by the Pesach Beisoy, that you are Yitzah. So lighting by Yeshiva, come out by the doorway, you can come out all Shitas. Except for, you said before, in Dvai Shua, he's Mechadish, that once we're noyik light inside, even though it's all, you have to light inside, and light the Tmiyah, why the Minigus light outside, however, Tfar Nogu, Minigus Shlaim, and Pesach Frank, the Somas Chaimit, Chaim Zonnefeld, and the all lit outside, from Zalman, the Yashiva, they all light outside, not like Dvai Shua. Yeah, Dvai Shua, that you made a mistake. But Dvai Shua, find it awkward, and they all argue with him. Tfar Minigus Shlaim, all together, Shlaim always lit outside.
You'll notice that kind of back to it.
Right.
Some people light it and then turn it around.
So, luckily it's a mitzvah. So it might be, you don't place it. The two shadows are clear over there. One is, first of all, you're supposed to light to the right. Right? So the light, the right of who? The one you're facing to, the one.
No, but the fact that you're turning around is the same type of thing as moving it outside.
I don't know. Some people turn around. I don't know. I know, some people do turn around.
If you hold it to the right of you, so let's say your door is there, and it's in front of you, you're facing your door.
Right.
It's on your right.
No, let's say right by the window, right? So the right of the outside, people sing inside, you see.
I want to see someone lying outside.
The right answer, well, no, but also, that's the right, everyone has the same right, turn to the right.
Play the right. The light from the back in the middle.
Oh, the light from the back. The law of Ma'is L'chud, of sliding it, the mission was the point of the mean, you turn to the right, so it doesn't make a difference. However you're holding it, you always go to the right.
Same way, you're supposed to be
turning to the right.
Facing the door, or facing it in the back
of the case,
let's say.
You're supposed to light the new one first, and turn to the right.
Yeah.
New one, and turn to the right. That means that that's how you set up. You have to set up.
Is there any
way
that people
light
inside my window, or outside my window?
Well, you do light inside, you light a silver noise outside. Where the Ikka Dakona is light, if you want, you really get a fancy box and with a paddle lock, and I've seen people light a silver noise outside. I've seen it. Especially my Hashem, I've seen it. And probably you can come back now too late to take it away. Nothing's going to happen. But the Ikka Dakona is to Mekai in the Mitzvah to light it in the right place. That's the correct thing. Afterwards, have what Menorah, that's not in the Gemara. The Menorah, what level is that? 10 levels, they write it. But that's not in the Gemara. Nice in the Parsha, it says that by Yaakov, he did three things to Esau. He did a tefillah, he did Doron, and he also did Mulchama. So Rashi says, how do you know he did Mulchama? He did Mulchama, and the Pasuk says, Vaya Machna Nishal of Leito. Leftover Machna will be saved. So, why didn't bring in the Pasuk Mulchama, the leftover Machna will be saved? Should bring a Pasuk Viko, that they hit them, whatever. So in Hanukkah, why is it called Hanukkah? It's Hanukkah. The Mishpura says because they rest in the Chafei. So the Sifrei Chaim, yes, why call it Hanukkah? Say Nitzeachka. We were victorious in Chafei. We destroyed them in Chafei. So the Chaim Filim, the point of Chayisal, that we don't win. We're not out to destroy. Not out to go to Mechama. We're not out to beat the other person. We're out to be Vashalva B'Sheket, to in order to relax and to do Torah Mitzvahs. We want to do the Rosh Hashem by doing Torah Mitzvahs. We are victorious by we are by Chanukah, by resting and relaxing. That's what Rashi says, Muhammad, our point of Muhammad Klai Yisrael is not again to win. Muhammad is where by Yamacha Nishal Afreita. The point of Klai Yisrael is that a leftover person will survive. That's what Klai Yisrael is. To be B'Shav B'Sheket, to learn Torah Mitzvahs. In fact, M'Zoichet, the Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Alokis Neres, like Rosh Hashem, and Mekayim, the Rosh Hashem.
Thank you.